This is Akashvani. The news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning for the seventh and the final phase of Lok Sabha elections has reached the top gear as only 2 days are left for it to end. Top leaders of all political parties are touring different constituencies, braving the weather to woo the voters in their favour. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election meeting today at the Dumka Airport ground in Jharkhand. Mr. Modi will address public rally in favour of Sita Soren, who is contesting elections from Dumka parliamentary seat. She is the daughter-in-law of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM chief Shibu Soren. In an interview to a news agency yesterday, Mr. Modi said that under the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision, the aim is to promote indigenous talent and increase employability. He said over 38 lakh crore rupees have been transferred to people through the direct benefit transfer. Prime Minister emphasized that Nation First is at the center of government's every decision. On the other hand, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi held rallies at Chaugan Maidan in Chamba and Chambi in the Shahpur Assembly constituency in Himachal Pradesh yesterday. She said, today the public is struggling with inflation, farmers are distressed, and the unemployment rate is continuously rising across the country. She said, INDIA block will empower women of poor families by Mahalakshmi scheme. Aam Aadmi Party National Convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has asked the Supreme Court for a 7-day extension for his interim bail. Talking to media, Mr. Kejriwal said that his doctors have advised him to undergo several tests to rule out any potentially serious health issues. He said that he has asked for an extension so that he can get all his tests done within a week. However, criticizing Mr. Kejriwal's extension request, the BJP alleged that he is making excuses to prevent himself from going back to jail. The Ministry of Ayush, in collaboration with the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, has hosted a sensitization program at the AIIA campus in New Delhi. The event aimed to facilitate information sharing between the insurance sector and Ayush healthcare providers and includes the presence of CEOs and CMDs of general insurance companies as well as Ayush hospital owners. Speaking on the occasion, Ayush Secretary Vaidya Rajesh Kotecha called it a landmark day for Ayush and insurance coverages. He said that the aim is to ensure easy access to Ayush treatments for everyone and the focus on accessibility is coupled with remarkable growth in the sector, with the manufacturing of Ayush products increasing eightfold in the last decade. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has said that the India's core values and ethos of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam aligns with the World Health Assembly's WHA theme of All for Health, Health for All. Addressing the Committee A of World Health Assembly at Geneva in Switzerland yesterday, Mr. Chandra said that India embodied the spirit of One World, One Family as it helped the world during the COVID-19 pandemic. He further stated that the traditional public health approach of focusing on community interventions, such as information and awareness, as well as preventive measures, hold the key to better health outcomes. IMD has forecast above normal rainfall over the country as a whole during the monsoon season this year. Director General IMD, Dr. Mrutunjay Mahapatra, said this while releasing the second stage of long-range forecast of southwest monsoon. He further informed that conditions are favourable for the onset of monsoon over Kerala and northeastern states in the next 5 days. The All India Football Federation has announced a 23-member Indian senior women's team squad for the two upcoming international friendly matches against Uzbekistan. The squad includes 3 goalkeepers, 8 defenders, 8 midfielders and 4 forwards. Former national player Langam Choba Devi will be the head coach. The Blue Tigresses will play their first match against Uzbekistan on Friday, while the second match will be on 4th of June. In French Open tennis, ace Indian players Rohan Bopanna and Yuki Bhamri will start their campaign in the men's doubles first round in Paris, France today. The second-seeded duo of Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will take on Emil Ruusuvuori of Finland and Martin Fiskovius of Hungary. And that is the end of this news bulletin.